about knowledge management. So the nice thing I think about your two talks here was two different ways to actually try to empower and group communities around knowledge management technologies, well, ontologies for the first talk. Damien, you really like contributed to the ODK, which is actually like technical ways to empower people to try to standardize the ways they are going to share the ontologies, and also to promote standardization ways to do that. Where for the Wikibase stakeholder group, it's more likely like a soft core approach where you are grouping users together to try to discuss and promote user actions around the technology. So that's very interesting to see those two faces in the same issue, which is to empower the community. So we have a few questions from the audience. I will start with you, Damien. So you already answered in the text chat, but I think it's good to hear that out of your mouth. So the first question was about the ontologies domain, because as you said, it's more likely you are into the biomedical kind of a domain. And so the question was like, is the ODK applicable to any ontologies? And I add my own question to that. Do you have an example of people using the ODK outside of biomedical?
So yeah, so ODK can definitely be used in any other field. It's not limited to the biomedical domain. It has been created by ontologists working on the biomedical fields. So it is primarily intended for them, but it can be used by anyone else. And if someone wants to use it in any other field and realizes that there are some aspects of the ODK, for example, they are missing some tools or some of the choices that we made are not suitable for them, we are open to, they can just open a ticket in our repo, and we are open to discuss with them to see how could we make the ODK more suitable to other fields. As for your second question, I'm not aware of any ontology using the ODK outside of the biomedical fields. Maybe there are, but this is actually something that we are trying to improve right now. We don't actually know, among the Hobo Foundry ontologies, we don't know how many of them are using the ODK. So we are actually in the process right now of trying to make a recensement of the ontologies that are using the ODK and to maybe get a way to more easily find out which ontologies are using the ODK, because for now that is something that we have to manually check for each ontologies whether they are using the ODK or not.
Okay, thank you. Next question for you, Lodzana and Dragan. Can you cite a few examples of what the Wikibase stakeholder group main issues were at the starting point? Why did you group, and what was the main issues you wanted to solve by doing so?
Yeah, sure. Dragan, should I can share a few impressions first, and then maybe you can expand on it. So we started gathering together as a group of, I would say, advanced users and developers around 2018, but the stakeholder group was only formed actually around 2020. And the initial issues we had was that we had a lot of energy in the community. There were a lot of people who wanted to, you know, develop extensions and make progress. However, we felt that every time we meet, of course, there would be like new people coming in. And then the conversations kind of kept starting, not entirely, but every time almost a little bit from the start. And there were other user groups that were around at that time. And we, you know, tried joining a few of those. But we felt the same thing that, you know, we would have monthly meetings, but then every time there's literally, you know, two or three core people, and then the entire set of people would be new, and we would start a conversation again from the start all the time. So we thought, okay, well, this is great for, you know, the Wikimedia Foundation who want to onboard more users. And of course, they just want more and more people to use their software, but it's not great for the people like us who work in institutions, and we have really concrete goals. We have funding deadlines, and, you know, we need to kind of move forward. So we thought we will establish this stakeholder group, which will be not only, but primarily aimed at people who work in institutions, and we have budgets and we have in-house teams as well. I mean, we could even, you know, commission commercial companies if we want to, but we really wanted to move fast forward. So we like a very simple example of what we do is like when we have meetings now every like month again, we don't introduce everyone. We only introduce one or two people who may be new, but we will have core like 30 people who are in this group for, you know, more than like a year already, and we kind of know where the conversations are. We know already, you know, we're at the level where we're scoping extensions and we have a roadmap, etc. So that was like one of the main kind of, I guess, reasons we wanted to formalize the group. And now let Dragan maybe expand a bit more.
Yeah, thanks. I believe that was a really very good summary already. I think one detail that might be interesting is that I think what we also try to achieve is to channel communications better and to even develop a shared terminology to talk among like participants and also to communicate with Wikimedia Deutschland, because what was clearly happening is that, I don't know, everyone was hearing 1,000 voices, and especially in the linked data community, discussions tend to get very philosophical very quickly. Like, for example, what is federation, or on what level we want to define sameness? And these are basically classics in this field. And we wanted to like reach a level where you can basically act, where you can say, okay, let's push this aside or see how we can abstract from that, or can we find other like meaningful layers of this mess where we can inject ourselves.
Jump into your point, because I had a question for Damien about that actually, because I really feel like the ODK is really nice for standardizing the ontology itself all around. But I guess ontology editors can sometimes or often disagree on what you should put into the nice package you've built. So like philosophical or ontological questions. And so my question is, how those disagreements about the content itself are handled in the ODK world? For instance, do like ontology forks exist? What happens?
So regarding ontology forks, I'm not aware of any hostile fork for any of the ontologies. Of course, it could happen because practically speaking, ontologies are stored as Git repositories for almost all of them on GitHub. So anybody wanting to fork an ontology can just click the fork button on GitHub. I'm not aware of anything like that having ever happened. I would actually say that if it happened, I would actually see that as a good thing. Because I would see that as a sign that we have reached a point where we have made the process of building and maintaining an ontology easy enough that anyone can just go to a repository, decide that I don't like the way those folks are managing their ontologies. I think that the terms that they are defining on their ontologies are stupid. I think I can do better, so I will just fork that and start my own fork. I would actually see that as a very strong. I would prefer if we could solve any disagreement on a discussion on a ticket, but the mere fact that someone could just on the click of a button create a fork, I would actually see that as a sign that ontology development have reached the same stage as software development, which is where we wanted to go all along. Because as I tried to mention at the beginning of my talk, ontology development for a long time has been way behind software development, even though practically speaking, ontology development has a lot of similarities with software development, but we are still way behind software developers. Just to think that a few years ago, the mere concept of released version numbers was not a common thing in ontologies. So just to give you an idea of how far behind we were in that respect.
Thank you. For Dragan and Lanzana, I have a question which is similar in a way, like about conflicts, because you mentioned the code of conduct you have, which is really strongly set up. But my question is more likely about conflict between the user, the communities, the stakeholders, and the Wikibase developers team, because I guess they have their own roadmap, and you have your own, as you said, constraints. And how does this? So Dragan, you mentioned that actually. Wikimedia is part also of the stakeholder group, I think. So can you elaborate a little bit on how you resolve tensions between users, features, demands, and roadmap?
Rosanna, you wanna? Or?
Well, I can definitely say a few things, but Dragan, you have actually more experience, I would say, with really talking quite at length with the developers at Wikimedia. So I would say actually Dragan has a big role in this, in terms of before we plan anything, right? Before we see, we think, oh, like for my use case, because I work in, you know, cultural data sets, I really need like X kind of an extension. But then we wouldn't like even approach the rest of the stakeholders before we have some chats with, you know, Wikimedia developers and think, is this really in conflict with like mainline Wikimedia development? Can we, you know, achieve this with like reasonable amount of, you know, resources without kind of going too far out. But another thing to be said is the reason that we want to grow the stakeholder community, and just in the last month, we've probably grown with at least 10 new members, is the fact that eventually we do want to have enough resources to keep maintaining extensions that may actually well be beyond, you know, the kind of interest or roadmap of Wikimedia Germany, because we do see this software as already quite mature and something that, like the more, not to say mainstream, but, you know, media wiki software in general outside the Wikibase world is much bigger, and there's way more kind of commercial applications of it. And that software has taken like kind of the route of, you know, there's loads of developments going on completely outside the world of wiki, of the foundation media wiki. I think we might, you know, we're still not quite there yet, but I think that's maybe where we're going with the stakeholder group. Dragan, do you want to add a few more things there?
Yeah, I think a conflict, if you want to call it like that, is that, of course, the development resources are constrained on our end even more than at Wikimedia. And there's also a bottleneck in information dispersal, kind of, because the software is incredibly complicated, because it has like grown over like more than I think almost two decades now, if you see the MediaWiki legacy. And also, of course, at Wikimedia, every change that you make to the mainline software might affect like Wikidata, which is the biggest queryable knowledge graph. And so
we are going to close the session. I'm sorry, 15 minutes were too short for us. But you can join us here in the room and follow up the discussion. Bye.